I've got Jeff Field in here for Not News. How are you, Jeff?
I'm excited. Big Kev used to say that on those info commercials back in the 90s. Do you remember Big Kev?
I was born in 98.
Okay. Forget that. Well, the reason I'm excited is because this is the first time we've done Not the News in 2020.
That's true. It's our first one, isn't
it?
Welcome back to both of us.
Yeah, this is where we get silly. We've got so much depressing news, viruses and terrible weather and other awful things going on. This is where we have a bit of fun. So if you've just tuned in, this is not our normal news service. These are stories that made the news, which we really don't think deserve the publicity they got, in our humble opinion. So shall we start with the first one?
Kick it off, Jeff. Hit me with one.
This week, Pauline Hanson introduced legislation aimed at banning the indoctrination of children in schools. Well, it's not quite clear how the bill would work, though, Alex. In Hanson's own words, topics include skewed versions of history taught as fact, controversial sexual programs that teach gender fluidity and realignment to infants, unsustainable human-induced climate change, as well as the teachings of so-called safe underage sex, sexting, and non-traditional sex.
So what we're looking at here is essentially... Senator Hanson wants to stop the truth.
Yep.
That's it.
Pretty much so.
She's like, I don't want this. She's propaganda queen, apparently.
Yep. And after reading her proposed bill, the University of Sydney's law school professor, Simon Rice, declared it was poorly worded and looks like an attempt to gain publicity for her.
Shocker.
By the way, the bill is unlikely to even get read in Parliament.
Just let it die, Pauline.
So there's number one. Now, I was almost going to do this particular story from the Daily Mail, but decided against it. The headline was cancer growth can be slowed by eating foods like asparagus and onion. I decided to let that one go because I'm not even going to touch that. So I've gone with this one instead. When McDonald's unveiled its vegetarian burger last year, it confused a lot of people, and the same thing is now happening to Hungry Jack's in New Zealand, which has added a plant-based burger to its menu in New Zealand. The only problem is it's not suitable for vegetarians. Even though the $8 Rebel Whopper isn't made with any meat or animal byproducts, it is cooked on the same grill as meat burgers. Outrage on social media has forced the company to publish a disclaimer that it's intended for flexitarians. So,
but
Alex,
it's so easy to just cook it on a different grill. Like, it's just so easy
to do
that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know, like, it's just, and it's, it really gets me because there are countries, for example, I mean, my girlfriend's vegan. And so we obviously wanted to double check.
Yep.
And you have to look it up. And, you know, I think in Australia and in the UK, they definitely cook it on a separate griddle. But yeah, in New Zealand, I was like, shocking.
Well, there you go. Flexitarians will be happy.
But why even bring it out if it's only available for flexitarians?
I don't know.
Like, surely.
It sounds like a real stuff up.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
But... you know, their obvious intention was to please vegetarians, which they haven't.
No, they
but
haven't
the
done
anything.
But the
flexitarians are cheering.
Yeah, great. The
They're
flexitarians
happy.
Who can already eat the meat whoppers.
I didn't think of that. And finally, even when they're exercising often and eating all the right things, many men and women struggle to achieve their weight loss goals. So to help people conquer these challenges, Australia's website, The Healthy Mummy, has outlined common reasons why you may be gaining or maintaining weight instead of losing it.
You know what? So, I've never heard news about that before.
Well, here we go. That's why I thought I'd bring it up, because this is very important. This is a first.
Okay.
Now, here's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And this was repeated on several news sites through the week. So here's their advice. From snacking too often to a lack of sleep or an increase in muscle mass, it's essential to take note of your exercise regime as well as your body measurements. It also strongly recommends drinking a large glass of water before bed and grabbing a snack or making a nutritious smoothie instead of getting into the chocolate bars.
That's not...
Have I heard that somewhere before?
I don't know, in every single report about
for the last
health...
30 years.
Yeah.
But that anyway,
but that's breaking news. Apparently,
the Healthy Mummy website is now making news. So there we go.
Well, good luck to whoever's mum is that healthy.
There you go. There's our silly, not the news, and we like to finish off with something that brings back our credibility. So in that case, I'm going to throw to you.
Yeah,
I have no credibility this morning. So, look, let's put our serious faces on now, because this is serious. This is not flexitarian. This is not Pauline Hanson. This is about a citizen journalist in China who was reporting on the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And you might like to explain what happened.
Yeah, so the 34-year-old lawyer, Chen Quixi, caught a train into Wuhan, actually, to quote-unquote fulfill his responsibility as a citizen journalist. So he'd been filming the authorities' response to the outbreak in Wuhan, criticising it. He's been criticising it from saying there's not enough masks and protective clothing to not enough medical staff in hospitals. Now, he's been missing since last week. He started, I think one of his first videos was about the 24th of January. So,
is that the one you posted that I had a look at?
No, so the one that I posted was a report from SBS. If you jump on SBS, so they've got that one. But there are lots. I mean, he's got his own YouTube page and he's quite active on social media anyway. But so he's been missing for the last week. His mother actually posted on Twitter pleading for any information because they haven't heard anything. But in one of his videos, he's, you know, sat in a room with just a singlet on and he's crying. And he said, "I'm scared because in front of me is the virus and behind me is the legal and administrative power of China." So it is crazy to see. But yes, so his very last video that he posted a few days before he went missing was this video of a huge room with empty beds. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But yeah, I haven't heard much about it at all. Yeah.
Could you do me a favor and just keep me posted and keep the listeners posted, because that is really disturbing that this guy is trying to obviously get to the truth.
Yeah. And he just mysteriously went missing.
Yes.
Yes. Not insinuating anything, but
no,
also maybe
we
a little
wouldn't do, we would not do that, of course, but we're very curious to see how this plays out.
Absolutely. And so, I feel bad for his mum, who's made this like plea on social media just to find out anything that she can.
And at the moment, I feel we're in this period where no one really knows how this is all going to play out, how it's going to end.
Absolutely.
Even how long the virus symptoms stay with you, what chance there is of you dying from it.
So it's all very new. It's all very new.
And this guy is trying to throw some light onto the subject. So all I can say is good luck. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, me too. Jeff, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you.